From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. Before Bogoslav volcano started erupting, it was a haven for endangered stellar sea lions, fur seals, and seabirds. But scientists did not know when and if animals would return to the eastern Aleutian island. Biologists are now starting to answer that question. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
Bogoslav volcano has erupted more than 50 times in the last year and is giving no indication of slowing down. This means even though scientists like Tom Gillette would like to set foot on land, they can't. But with powerful camera lenses, they can check for wildlife on the island even from miles away.
And it was interesting because it was still steaming quite a bit, of course. The whole island is covered in ash. But there were sea lions and fur seals all along the shoreline. A lot of animals, a lot of birds.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration biologist was expecting to see animals on Bogoslav.
You know, those animals, they've evolved with volcanoes for a long time, obviously. It's only speculative, but you can imagine that when it starts to rumble and go, those animals that can move just go into the water.
When he passed by, it was the day after an eruption, and there's been more since then. At this point, it's too soon to tell what effects the eruptions will have on animals. But researchers can tell the island has grown in size. If it stays large, Gillette says that could mean more space for stellar sea lions, fur seals, and seabirds to call home. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
Carlos Boozer is returning to Juneau to host his Carlos Boozer basketball camp. The Juneau Empire reports the former NBA player will be hosting the five-day camp July 31st to August 4th at his alma mater, Juneau Douglas High School. Boozer was in town last May to celebrate his high school's state championship in boys basketball. The 35-year-old played in the Chinese Basketball Association last year. He was in the NBA for 13 years before playing in China. The camp is returning after a seven-year absence. It's for boys and girls ages 5 to 18 and costs $150. An Alaska radio station is facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines for a list of violations, including undermining the emergency alert system. KTUU reported that the Federal Communications Commission has proposed a fine of $66,000 against a FM station operated by Kenai Educational Media based in Seward. KIBH-FM is accused of, quote, numerous apparent violations of FCC rules, unquote. KIBH management says these alleged violations date back nearly 5 years and have been more or less fixed. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Carter Barrett.